I believe that whether that if we're going to let a person go before a 2 weeks notice, that we should pay them out the 2 weeks notice. I'm a firm believer in that.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder. Pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the millennial dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. That was something. I hope you're having a great day. Super excited about recording right now. Hopefully you've been enjoying the podcast. Hey, remember to go over on iTunes and give me a 5-star review if you like it, like the show. But get some good feedback, so I'd appreciate if you did that. I'm trying to get my ratings up, boost us out to people, share with your friends, you know, all that stuff. Today we're going to talk about moving on from people, hiring, firing, some uncomfortable conversations. I think this is a great episode for probably team members and associates to listen to. If you are one, if you're an owner doctor, I think it's a good universal podcast that will benefit from everybody, because in the past month, we fired 3 people and 1 has left. And then, you know, we have changed. We have 35 team members. So it's natural that we're still growing. So we kind of hire people, we fire people, people move on. But that's what we're talking about. I think it's an interesting topic and a worthwhile topic as we all this happened. Before we jump into it though, I do need to remind all of you. In fact, I want to personally invite all of you, May 2nd and 3rd, Nashville, Tennessee, our 3 Dentist Practice Growth Summit. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be great. It's got a really good, it's just super fun, lots of energy. I'm speaking, T-Bone speaking, Tim Anderson speaking on 3D printing stuff, Adam Fraunfelter speaking on full arts, the one only Jock Jernigan speaking on overdentures. We got some team members speaking, which I think is great because you're going to talk about some of the systems we have in our practices that we're doing, which I think is great to see for other team members to come. So a really good mix of clinical, business, team culture, and Matt Rogers is emceeing, which, by the way, this guy is, he's epic. He's the announcer for the Titans, but he does emceeing like this for a living, so he's the man. So anyways, come check it out May 2nd and 3rd. I think we got about 50 to 75 tickets left. There'll be about 400 people there, so should be really fun. All right, so let's jump into this. So like I said, you know, the nature of the beast is that you're gonna have people come and go. Sometimes those are people you have to let go. And sometimes the reality is like you have great people for certain times in life and then life transitions, whether that's either them, your practice, and you got to move on from people, or they got to move on from you. And like what I've found over the past 7 or 8 years as we've gone through significant phases of growth are that sometimes it's just not realistic for everybody to stick with you during all that growth, because it's exhausting and it pulls people sometimes too much. They decide they don't want to, they're not all in on that. And you got to remember that even though you can build people who really like buy into the practice, at the end of the day, like it's not their baby, like it's your baby. And so it's hard to keep people going along. Plus the dynamics of team members change, personalities change, like life happens. So we're going to talk a little bit today about how you deal with those situations and some of the offhand experience that I've had of late and kind of, yeah, get into it. So first and foremost, I think let's talk about like, what's our expectation supposed to be when we hire people? And I think honestly, the reality is like when we hire people, especially now where it, you know, depending on where you are in the country, it can be hard to find certain positions and whatnot. At best, you're really getting maybe a day, but maybe a working interview if you're lucky. But a lot of times it's, I got to interview somebody for an hour or two, and then I got to make a gut decision based off that. And so the part is like, when you make that kind of decision, you got to start to understand and realize that I need to start looking more, running my business more like a business, and that I'm going to have a 30-day, a 60-day, and a 90-day review. And at that point, I'm going to either cut bait and move on, or I'm going to double down on this person. So to me, there's almost like this intro period that I've got to have. You know, for an associate, it's kind of, it may be a little longer, but there needs to be this understanding that like at the end of the day, we've got to date a little bit, right? Like you got to know You got to know. I mean, you can on some level see if the personality is a good fit. But look, I can bullshit you for 24 hours. I can bullshit you for 48 hours. I can probably bullshit you for a week. At some point, someone's really, you know, true personality comes out, and they may be a great personality, but if they're not good at their job, or if they don't mesh well with other team members or other doctors, then that ultimately becomes the bigger indicator. And so, you know, what I'm seeing now is, and I think this is where I think this is a great message to team members and associates, is that I need to have a good level of quality skill, meaning you've got to meet a bar of where we got a clinically acceptable and have the aptitude or upside to be better at what you do, whether that's a team member or an associate. Like, I want to see aptitude that you're at the clinical bar of doing your job well, but then I need to see some aptitude. But outside of that, the more important part for me is, do you fit in the culture and align with the culture and the way we do things? Does your personality mesh with the personalities that we have? I've talked about this on another episode, but you know, we do a good bit of personality testing when we hire people, because I'm really trying to see, are the dynamics within that department, within our doctor room, you know, are those things going to mesh well? Because if they don't mesh, it doesn't matter how good you are clinically. You know, it's a problem. And I obviously grew up watching sports, and I don't watch as much sports now, but I appreciate the dynamic of a team. And, you know, you look at different sports teams, and there are certain players who are ball hogs, so to speak, or are great individual players. I've always kind of used Carmelo Anthony as that example in the NBA, and that he was a great player. He had great statistics, but never won an NBA championship. They never went far in the playoffs, you know, versus you look at somebody like a Tom Brady, a Michael Jordan, a Patrick Mahomes of late, and these people they're really good, but what makes them good is how well they make other people. And Tom Brady may be like the goat of this, because the fact that he was able to go to a different team with unknown players and make them good shows you how good he is. And I think, so for me, like now at this point, when I look at team members, I really look at that I'm hiring, or doctors that I'm hiring, I'm really looking at, do you have a base level clinical skill, but then are you going to mesh well and be a team player? Because that's what I need. I can't have people drama and stuff like that. And I know you don't want that either. So that ends up being the big thing. So to me, if you're in those positions, I want you to think about that, because that's a little bit counterintuitive to culture, where we think that, oh, my value is based off what I do. And I will tell you, the team members in my office that have risen the most, that have done the best, the doctors that have done the best, are the ones that are that put the practice first, that are willing to give their information away, bring other people on with them, bring other people up. They're the ones that have gone the farthest. So by not doubling down on themselves, they've gone further by helping grow and build people around them. So I think that's a really, really important point that I want to hit home, because the culture, especially with team members, and I think even associate doctors, is that if I help someone else, if they get better, if they know how to do what I know how to do, now all of a sudden is my job in jeopardy? Do I become replaceable if, you know, I'm the only one that knows how to do this? But if I teach them, now all of a sudden they could fire me. And that mentality, I think, is the mentality that ultimately gets someone fired or you want to move on from, because that is not the culture that most people want to create, and that it's a culture of the tide rises all ship. We live from an abundance mindset, not a scarcity mindset, right? That like there is, as you level up, we will find places for you to go and succeed. And so it goes way along. And again, I think it does happen with associate doctors as well, because at the end of the day, like, I want them to grow, but I need them to help each other to grow as well. Because if they can't help the other person grow, then their success is limited, because they got to stay where they are. You know, I look at this, like, this goes back into that concept of replacing yourself, right? But my success now is totally dependent on the team's success and the associate doctor's success. Because if they don't succeed, then I've got to go back now to doing stuff that I don't enjoy doing, or frankly, isn't in my best interest to do, because it's less profitable, it's less impacting on a patient's life, meaning there's only so many dentists that do what I do. So if I got to go back to doing these things, then that holds my success back. So now I got to double down on their success because it's directly tied to my success. And then the same thing then happens to the next person's success. And I tell this a lot of times to our newer associates, is I'm like, hey, I know it can be scary that we're bringing on another doctor coming in and the idea is that they're going to maybe eat into your pie. But what I need you to realize is that their success ultimately will be your future success. Because until we get somebody else that can handle some of this type of dentistry or do these type of things, you can't level up and go on to this. And I'm telling you, this same mentality trickles down to the team. If you can't help the next person learn how to do what you do, I can't give you more responsibility. I can't give you more stuff because we all have a finite level of bandwidth. So we really have to have that. And what I've found is the people that there's really two ways to get fired, in my opinion. One is you just don't have the aptitude, meaning I've tried to coach you. I've tried to give you feedback and you're either unwilling or just really, really bad and aren't making progress at the rate we need. And I can replace that spot with someone who's instantly or has a better aptitude to do it. That's one reason. I think that's very difficult to get fired, by the way, that way, because if you're willing to work, I will work with you. And I tell my team that, like, I don't need you to be great. I just need you to want to be great. And if you have the pursuit to try and you're willing to take feedback and you're willing to be coached, then you've got a lot of potential here because I will walk alongside with you. I will try to give you the effort, but you got to give me the effort. The way to get really quickly fired is you become toxic to the culture, right? You become you're someone who stirs up drama. You're someone who doesn't support the team. You don't align with the vision of the practice. You become somewhat countercultural to the things that we're trying to do. That to me is where I don't care how talented you are, you're going to lose your job. So what I want to talk about is, okay, at what point we decide, hey, something's not working out or when something, how do we handle these situations? And we'll talk about it kind of from two sides, one, a team member side and one from an associate side. So like I said, the past month I've had one team member leave and I've let one team member go. I was proud of both these situations because both of these young ladies handled it very well. Now, here's my advice on a team member side if you're deciding to leave. How you leave has a big impact on your potential future because you never want to burn a bridge because the older I get, gosh, the more I realized how tight-knit community is. Our industry is so tight-knit. And so if your intention is to stay, there's just no reason to burn a bridge. So what does that look like? Well, one, I think it's giving some level of notice, right? So being able to make the decision that, you know, I'm ready to leave. I understand if you want to have already gotten a job, but giving some level of notice so that I could potentially help transition maybe my role. Because, you know, if you work in a practice of eight employees and you leave and you're, you know, one of two front office, that can be a significant impact to that business. So if you just up out and walk, that's not the necessarily ideal thing. And depending on how long you've been there, somebody at your next job may call and they may say, hey, how was so-and-so? And you'd be like, well, things are great, except they totally left me high and dry. And so I think being able to give adequate notice is helpful. And then if things are in good tensions, being able to ask to help transition that position maybe to the next person. And so one of the people that left just recently, I thought she did an okay job in this and that she gave me not as much probably notice as I would have liked. And look, that's a hard thing is at some point you want to make sure you got a job. And this is going to tie into how I think the doctor should handle this is I believe that if we're going to let a person go before a 2 weeks notice, that we should pay them out the 2 weeks notice. I'm a firm believer in that. Whether they, like, for instance, let's say someone comes to me and they're like, hey, I'm going to leave. There are times where I choose to go ahead and let them be done because I don't necessarily want them training the next person or I don't want them sticking around and creating drama or negatively influencing teams or just not being a good thing. So the majority of the time, I will typically pay out someone's notice regardless. So if I'm going to fire you, I'm definitely going to do that. Meaning, like, that's going to be your last day. And but I want you to land on your feet. I want to wish you nothing but success. But I'm gonna pay you out some level of notice so that you get to go and do that. Whether I'm required to do that, whether I'm not required to do that, it doesn't matter. I think it's the right thing to do. My hope is that I get kind of the same thing, that if someone chooses to leave, that they're willing to give me some level of notice, and then I can decide, hey, do you stay? Do you not? And if you're not going to stay, I don't mind going ahead and letting you go from that standpoint. So it's just a challenge there. And so what I thought some people have done well is obviously the more notice I give and then being helpful to transition that next person can be a good thing. I think that it becomes obviously more complicated when it's an associate doctor. And I've had now I've let go one associate and I've had one associate leave. Here's the challenge that you have as an associate. At what point you decide to leave and you let us know, we've got to start addressing that with our business and moving on. Because if you're leaving, I can't just like be like, oh, well, when do you want to go? And the reality is I've got to make decisions to move forward. And so at what point you decide I'm leaving, you need to understand that like there's the potential that you could be done. And I heard this recently. Someone was like, I was talking to another doctor and they were like, yeah, this associate decided to leave. So they came and told us they were going to leave. They wanted to give us some notice, which we appreciated, but we're no longer filling their schedule and they're upset because they wanted to work the next month. I'm like, that's crazy to me because like, yeah, I mean, I understand that they may want to work some more, but if they're leaving, like I've got to make decisions. And so I got to bring another doctor in. I got to set these other doctors up for success. Like you kind of lose that right at that point to do that. That becomes a little bit of the challenge. The flip side is that if I let you go, it's the same thing. You got to know that like, hey, you don't necessarily have the opportunity to continue working here because no contract ever is it going to say that like I'm mandated to keep giving you dentistry and working on patients when I don't necessarily see that you're fit to work here anymore. So that becomes the reality is like you may just have to sit there for 30 days or a month. And so how this transitions all happen is really typically based off how well we can get along and transition things. And so to me, the big take home in here is that communication is always so important in these situations and understanding that we don't want to burn bridges and that associates and team members have to understand that part of the way that the world is set up is that the owners have to make decisions based off their business and the risk that comes with that means that it's going to be hedged in their direction. Like this is life. This is not meant to be an asshole. It's not meant to be mean. But I have taken a risk and there is a risk to hiring you. There's a risk to employing you. There's a risk to doing these things. And I think it's often not appreciated that at the end of the day, I took out a lot of money. It's my name, my reputation, my Google reviews. And that as a team member or an associate, you can walk at any point. You can. And so that means that there is going to be a reality. And sometimes that's a reality check. That at some point we move on or transition, I've got to prioritize my business. And that could leave you in a position where you don't have the work. Now, the way that looks different, obviously, is how you handle it as a team member or as an associate doctor. And in your willingness to work alongside, to be a team player, to understand regardless of the situation, what's going on, that will then set you up for future success. And look, at the end of the day, like a lot of these times when we move on from people, the relationships they're severed, right? Like they're not, it's essentially like a divorce or like it's a sad, there's like no one wants to change or move on necessarily, but this is what we're doing. Somebody's choosing to leave. Somebody doesn't necessarily want that. And so what that means is that regardless of how we feel about it, good, solid communication is important to moving into the transition of what that looks like. In order that everybody maintains some level of respect and dignity. And I think to me, that's what's most important is like, at some point you've worked with this person and let's assume this is not like a 90-day someone moving on. This is like a year or two, because these are the ones that I've had lately have been over at least a year, 2 years, even 3 years, is that there's a lot of good that's been done. Like there's a lot of help that's been done to patients. Like we've worked together really long. Time in place has decided that we're going to move on from each other, but we can do it two ways. We can burn the bridge and kind of scorched earth policy as we're going to burn the city as we leave. Or we could say, you know what? I can be grateful for what it is. I can understand that there's a reality of the situation, and we can have a level of professional respect and dignity as those people leave. And I need, what I want associates and associate doctors and team members to hear is that, ironically, a lot of that onus is going to get put on you because we are not leaving, right? Like, we don't have to go get another job. We own the building. We own the place. Now, our reputation is important as well. And so what I would encourage doctors to do is, if you're assholes to team members, that shit will spread like wildfires too. So if you don't treat doctors right, if you don't treat team members right, like that stuff will cater well. So I think doctors, you got to lead by example. You got to be respectful and you got to do this. But what I'm getting at is it's more natural for the team member to think, oh, I can go do whatever. And I'm telling you, the team member and the doctor have got to understand that the first thing that someone wants is going to look at when they're hiring a new person is, where did you work at? How long were you there? Should I call them and ask him? Like, that is literally the first thing that we're looking at as owners is, what is their track record of history? And if you've worked one job for a couple years and that's the only person someone can call, and they get a call and then the response is, well, everything was great until it wasn't, and then the bridge was just torched. Like, that's just not a good look. And the reality is like, that has a lasting impact. And so I just want to encourage everybody that as you transition, that you just treat people like people, that you try to give them the respect and dignity that they deserve, but that we also understand, and that both sides need to understand, that sometimes we just have to part ways. Sometimes things aren't fixable. We can't work enough, whatever the reason is, but that doesn't mean that we have to treat people unkindly. I hope this was helpful. You know, I want to end this with one other thing before we wrap up. And we could probably do a whole episode on like how to have difficult conversations. And I think we've done some of that, but it should never be a surprise to a team member or an associate doctor that they're losing their job. I really think it's our job as owners to do an unbelievably good job of being clear and being kind on where the person's status is. And I think that's also important because that should help transition things or set the stage for communication, because we should be leading and coaching team members in a way that if at some point they get let go, that it's not a surprise because we've given them the opportunity to correct the behavior, the skill, whatever it is, in ample time. And so what we kind of like to do in our practice and encourage others to do is that you kind of escalate the situations as the reality of a imminent moving on from someone is getting closer and closer. And so that may look like at the beginning, hey, so-and-so, I just noticed that, like, you know, we forgot to take bye wings on this person. Like, let's make sure we do that. That's important. Kind of a casual conversation, you know, that says it's direct, it's kind, but it's clear. We got to make this happen. And then the next time it happens, hey, so-and-so, I just want to be, you know, I want to be really clear. Like, this is the second time I've had to talk about this. The third time I've had to talk about this. This continues to kind of be a pattern. You know, if we can't get this fixed up, we may have to put you on kind of a probationary period where we take you out of a bonus. You know, maybe there's some level of other consequence that we have. But this is definitely something we need to get corrected. Then we move kind of to the next layer, which is going to start to become a little more uncomfortable. And that's natural, is, you know, hey, so-and-so, I got to sit down with you now. Like, now we're probably in an office. It's not as casual. And I set that stage like, hey, we're going to have, you know, an uncomfortable conversation today, but I got to do it. If we don't correct this behavior, this is probably going to cost you your job. Like, now, like, there's a clear consequence that's really big, is that I've kind of mentioned it to you. I've given you some warnings. We've had some minor kind of consequences. And now I have the real one. And then ultimately we have the, you know, the potentially emotional conversation, which is, unfortunately, we've decided to move on. I hope this doesn't come as a surprise to you, but we really needed to get this corrected. It hasn't gotten corrected. And so we've got to move on here. And then at that point, we set the stage of what that looks like. That's really important to our doctors, is the stage is, if it's a team member and I'm letting them go, it's short, sweet, to the point. We wish them nothing but the best, and then we pay them out their 2 weeks. In my opinion, that's the best way to handle that. If it's an associate doctor and you want to transition that doctor through, it's being very clear about the expectations. Hey, associate doctor, we've decided to let you go. We've talked about this behavior. We hate that this has to happen, but this is a decision we've made, or I've made. And here are kind of my expectations or my hope over the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 30 days, whatever it is that you'll not create drama, not gossip, that we'll treat our patients the same way you've treated them, you know, and assuming this isn't like an unbelievably toxic, and then maybe you are letting them go immediately, and that you're going to continue to do good work, and that we're not going to start any new cases, but we'll allow you to kind of finish up what you started, and I wish you nothing but the best. And then, and that these conversations are really short, sweet, and to the point, but the reality is they've been set up along the way. So that's kind of my take home, is I want to set that stage, is that we're not just coming up with this idea out of our heads, but this is happening over time. So I hope this was helpful. Like I said, it's just never easy, but the reality is this is something we all have to deal with, whether you're an associate doctor, whether you're a team member, whether you're an owner doctor. We've got to deal with the reality that there is going to be change, that people are going to be fired, that they're going to leave. And again, my suggestion is that you treat people like people, and you are clear, but you're kind, and you try to set expectations. And at the end of the day, my encouragement to everybody is you don't burn bridges, because it is a way too small of a community, and that stuff can go with you, and it's just not worth it. Because ultimately that's just emotion that's happening in the moment, and it's not even the reality of the character of the person, most likely. And you just hate to have situations end and land on that. Yeah. If you enjoy the podcast, let me know. Otherwise, we hear some more specific content. Let me know, but work smarter, not harder. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.